I think there's such power in any individual who gives up their time to serve others.
It all has to do with building connections. And what better way to do that than to start volunteering?
It's National Volunteer Week, and the ABC and Volunteering WA want to thank those that have stepped up to help vulnerable people in our community. ABC WA is calling out to people with big hearts to lend a hand and become a volunteer. So put your skills to good use and register to be a volunteer. For details, head to your ABC Radio website.
Changing communities, changing lives. That is the theme for National Volunteers Week, which did commence today. And I'm calling for stories. How has volunteering changed your life? 1300 560 222. Let's go to Dave Gossage. He's a bushfire volunteer of 40-plus years. These days, he is the long-standing president of the Association of Bushfire Volunteers in WA. Dave, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Now, we've got a funny line. Oh, no, it's got better now. Now, your association represents literally thousands of volunteers. Is it quite the common story that volunteering as a bushfire volley changes people's own lives? What can you tell us to that regard?
Yeah, look, we're pleased to support the 20,000 bushfire volunteers across Western Australia, and certainly the stories I get and to hear across the state when I travel is the amount of wonderful individual stories of how people have joined, you know, their local government bushfire brigades, and it's given them, there's been ones that have said it's given them a sense of purpose, ability to connect with the community that they've just moved into, making a difference with community education, school presentations and child education, through to prescribed burning, fuel mitigation, general community involvement with local fairs and the like, through the bushfire brigade. So certainly the stories are vast and wide, and certainly for some I've seen their actual demeanour change for the better. So it was almost, you know, like they didn't know where they fitted in the community, but certainly now they sort of, you know, it gave them a sense of life, and they've aspired to become great natural leaders. That's very inspiring.
Is it an attraction that needs to be sold, in a sense? There's often the push to get younger ones into volunteering. Do you think those positives are sold enough to get people into volunteering?
Yeah, look, it's certainly a challenge because we have the metro-centric area, and then you've got the metro-country interchange area, and then you've got the broadacre farming community. And I'll be honest with you, no matter where you go in the state, how a community works is individual and also unique to that community, because what works in one community doesn't work in another. And that's the really good thing about the bushfire brigades. They're not centralised control, they're local community control. So it gives a little bit more of connection with community, and it allows that local decision-making at the local level to occur, to see, well, you know, as a community, we need to, you know, focus on these safety issues in this part of our community, and a different set with the kids over here in this community, and working with our Aboriginal settlements over here. So it gives you that on-ground flexibility versus the centralised control model, which doesn't, you know, doesn't work. And that's what we found, is that's what's unique about the bushfire brigades, is a completely different culture to that of the city type. So and that's where I've seen a lot of people grow, is that ability, because they feel like they have that ability to make those local decisions at the local level, and it gives them a sense of purpose, sense of achievement, and it's for their community, and it's very inspiring, some of those stories you hear caged around that as such. So very proud, and like myself, very proud to be a volunteer.
And I'll ask you the question, as a volunteer yourself, Dave Gossage, you're a very high profile volunteer. How has being a volunteer changed your life?
Look, I'll be honest with you, I, as a young fella coming in at the age of 16, I had the privilege of two very good mentors, and that's what I see is lacking nowadays, is genuine mentors that have been around for a long time to pass that on. And And I came in being a young fella thinking I could conquer the world. And it's really good to have people there that can ground you and bring you back to reality. And I suppose that's what I got initially out of in those younger years is that grounding, a sense of purpose. And they, you know, taught me that in the industry about the rights and wrongs and about doing the right thing, because you never know, one day it might be your place on fire, so you want to do the right thing by your neighbour. And the old adage in the Bible about love thy neighbour is very true to this day. And what's, I suppose, saddened me in this latest decades, I suppose, is a lot of people don't know their neighbours anymore. And that's scary. And if I could do anything, is encourage people to get to know their neighbours, because that sense of community is something that when the poo hits the fan, you need to have that connection with your neighbours, your local community. And believe you me, first thing that'll go is all these devices that everyone revolves their life around. And sometimes it pays to put the device down and go and have a conversation over the fence with the neighbour.
Yeah.
So that's one of the groundings that taught me in my younger years, and then in the later years, having the privilege of being elected as president to represent the state, was like this whole world I hadn't experienced. And honestly, I was pretty scared at the start. I still am, because, you know, as a volunteer, people treat you as though you're paid. And I'm not. I'm truly 100% volunteer, and I pay out of my own pocket to travel around the state. So people think that I'm paid, so that gives them the right to abuse me, and I'm there representing them. So it's just really weird sometimes, and it gets a bit frustrating. But it's taught me a lot about humanity. I've seen the good side and the bad side, having to deal with a lot of grief with people losing and people dying. It's been, would I say, been my most confronting experiences in my career as a volunteer, when I say that. And still, things still live with me today, of things I've had to deal with over that time, and quite harrowing. But in the last couple of years, you know, we've been in the role as president. One of the things we're proud of is we've been, with my travelling around the state, we've just recently launched this new Emergency Services Volunteers app, and because we never capture the volunteers and what they actually do in real time. And we've developed this app in a way that every volunteer, whether you're St. John's, Meals on Wheels, whoever, you can record your time. Because one thing in WA I notice is there's a lack of accuracy with regards to the volunteers that volunteer, and it's not recognised by the bean counters of the state, who just look at responding to an emergency rather than everything around it. So responding to emergencies is about 5% of what a true volunteer does, and that other side never gets captured. And so we've worked on this for 9 years and finally launched it, and it's owned by the volunteers for the volunteers. So we're quite excited about that. And I've been using it and getting quite a gobsmacked how much I actually do. So from a personal point of view, that's being able to give something back to the community that I represent, but also to the greater community across Australia with this new invention that we've come up with. So
yeah, well done. Well done, Dave. And on behalf of the community, thanks for your 40 years. And as you mentioned, a lot of people don't realise that you are a volunteer. And thanks for coming on for a chat, Dave.
No, any time, Andrew. Thank you very much for the opportunity, mate.
Bushfire volunteer for 40 plus years, long-standing president of the Association of Bushfire Volunteers.